if someone as a profession has to do animal testing, if they are in a particular field of scientific research, then what should they do? What is the spiritual perspective on that? Answer: Srila Prabhupada, in the 10th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, on purport says that, so intelligence means to see things in proper perspective, means to understand what is more important and what is less important. So if we consider what is the purpose of our life, we are souls and we want to raise our consciousness towards Krishna, ultimately to attain Krishna. Now, there are certain activities which can further the growth of our spiritual consciousness and certain activities which can impede that growth. So the direct devotional activities are what further the growth of our consciousness. And for practicing the direct devotional activities, we need to have the body, shariram dharma sadhanam. And for maintaining the body, for having a reasonable, respectable means of livelihood, we have to do different things at different times, according to time, place, circumstance, according to culture. So we could say that that means there's something which is helps our consciousness to rise, something which is required for us to maintain ourselves in the world, and there is some things which cause our consciousness to go down. So the four regulative principles that we have are related with activities which are causing the lowering of our consciousness. That's why we abstain from them. Now, if we consider somebody who eats meat regularly, can they chant Hare Krishna? Obviously they can. So that means these three, the activities that further spiritual consciousness, the activities that are required for bodily maintenance, and the activities that increase materialistic consciousness. Even if somebody is doing these opposite activities also, still they can do these activities, but the raising of the consciousness will be slower. It is like we are lighting a fire, but we are also putting water on it. It will take a long time to get lit and stay lit. It's not that bad, because the potency of the of bhakti yoga is not exactly countered by say anti-devotional or sinful activities, but it doesn't become manifest that quickly. So but the point is that even if somebody is drinking or meat eating or whatever, a person can still encourage to practice bhakti. And if we make their bhakti practice conditional to their giving up those activities, then any people will never take up bhakti. What we can say is that yes, for them to become a committed bhakti practitioner, a sadhaka, where they want to aspire for initiation, they may have to give up these activities. But even if somebody is not able to give up these activities, it's important that we tell them, don't give up this. Make sure that you continue the devotional activities, whatever else you are doing. If we consider somebody who is as a profession involved in some activities that are related with these activities, which are related with, say, the breaking of the four regulative principles, then they have to see how much is their connection and how much can they distance themselves from it. So, suppose somebody is a hotel manager, and in that hotel, basically all the four regs are broken. So, is that person involved in sinful activity? Well, okay, you could say yes. That person is not taking meat themselves, they are not drinking themselves, but they may have to serve it to others. Now, they may say they have to create systems and oversee things by which that is served properly to the people. Now, if a devotee could avoid that, that's good. But if that's the job that a devotee gets, and that the job pays well, and that that enables the devotee to do these activities, the positive devotional activities, without much distraction or disruption, then best to focus on that. So bodily maintenance, a devotee would prefer not to get the bodily maintenance through directly these activities, these four activities. But in extreme situations, if somebody has to do that, what to do at that time? There's nothing that can be... The important thing is that if it's done for bodily maintenance, it's different from when it is done for sensual pleasure. So if we now consider animal testing, so I would say devotional activities, anti-devotional activities, and professional activities. These are three words we could use. So now if the professional can be harmonized with the devotional, that's the best. Say somebody makes a professional business of printing and distributing spiritual books. That's professional, they're earning a good amount through that. And that's devotional also, because they're sharing spiritual knowledge with it, through that. That may not always be possible. But the professional can be devotional, the professional can be anti-devotional, and the professional can be just non-devotional. Doesn't deal anything with it. In the case of animal testing, in today's world, allopathy is the main way by which most people have been treated. And as a part of allopathy, the process of development of medicine requires the testing of animals, be it by whatever specific means the animals are tested. So we have to recognize that, as Krishna says in the 18th chapter, Sarva Rambhahi Doshena Dumena Agnirivavrataha Sahajam Karma Kanteya Sa Dosham Apinatya Jet. In 18.47 he says that Sahadharma Kanteya Karma Kanteya, that Vidvan's Dharma, one's karma is born. And that means we have to do certain prescribed duties by our particular activity. But sarvarambhahi doshena dhumena agnirivavrata, and every action is covered by fault. Just a smoke is covered by a mosque. Just as a smoke has to be expertly handled, by which it can be stoked and or it can be swept away, by which it goes in the distance, the person can recover. Similarly, when we are trying to practice bhakti, that this is the person has to become sober somehow or the other, we too need to give up our material attachments for anti-devotional activities. But as far as the professional activities are concerned, what we are doing is important, but why we are doing it is also important. So sometimes some people may be involved in animal testing, but they are not really tasting animal flesh over there, and they are not killing animals lovingly over there. There is just no other way to pursue the research that they can pursue. So then we have to just acknowledge the potentially difficult situation and do whatever needs to be done in that situation. So the inability to give up some anti-devotional activities at a professional level should not be used to discourage people. So I don't think there's any black and white answer whether somebody should do this or not. But it's definitely they're not doing it for sense gratification. So they cannot be just lumped into those who are breaking the regular principle of meat eating.